Yechalek loy barabim. V'yasatzumim yechalek sholom. I'll divide up you barabim. The Gemara says, there Rabbi Akiva. It goes according to Rabbi Akiva, as he was malamed, they taught shehiskin, medrash, halachas, v'agodis. He was masakin, different halachas he put together, different agodis he put together. The apostle goes, talks about Rabbi Akiva. He says, shehiskin, medrash, the Kerem Neda, shedor shenaisim barabim. He used to learn barabim. Whoever is Moisa Nefesh, like Rabbi Akiva, would also have a chelik in Teres Hashem. That's Luchain Achalik Leberabim. I'll be Mechalik Kovid to the people that learn Torah Barabim. The Yeshurim, some say, Elo Anshik Nesis Hagdoyla Tiknum, that the Halachas and the Midrashis were Anshik Nesis Hagdoyla were Mesakin. Elamat Tikn Zeh says, so what was Rabbi Akiva Mesakin? Chlolois Uprotis. He was masakin chlolois and protis. Like it always says, Rabbi Akiva was derish, chlolei halachas protis. It is brought down Rabbi Akiva was derish, al kol koitz for koitz, tila tilim shel halachas. And every koitz on top of the yosis in the Sefer Torah, he used to darshan a lot of halachas. So Rabbi Akiva made these, darshan those halachas. Amar Rabbi Avua, see if the pasuk says, mishpachos soifrim is yoshve yavitz. It's the mishpachos soifrim, the mishpachu of soifrim, used to live in Yavitz. And the more my time of life is Seifrim, what does the Pasuk mean to call them Seifrim? They were Seifrim. What do you mean they were Seifrim? Elisha also has had Torah, Svaris, Svaris. Used to make the Torahs like countful. Used to make Sipurim, counts of the Torah.
Yeah, like we'll soon see.
So what does that mean? In other words, when they used to learn the Torah, they used to make counts to say how many apply. Like there's a Mishnah in Terumah that says, Chamisha lo yitroinu. Five people cannot take off Terumah. Terumah sashem. Lo yitroinu Terumah sashem. Five people cannot take off Terumah. Tvorim chayovim bechalam. Oh no, forget. Lo yitroinu Terumah. Period here. Hey, Tvorim chayovim bechalam. There are five different types of grains that are chayiv in chalam. Chamesh asara noshim poitras roseim. There are 15 noshim that are potter from Yibum. In other words, when they went to say all the Mishnais and the different halachis, they said that they counted the different things, like to make it easier for us to learn. Shaloshim v'sheish krisos, b'Torah. There are 36 different averis that Yechayev chorus from the Torah. Sholosh asara dover nemru b'nevela soif, ha-Torah. There were 13 different halachis that were said about a nevela soif, an earth that's dead, that died, about its nevela, its dead body, that's Torah. Dala dover nezikin. We have a halach about four different types of nezikin. Oves Molochos Aboyim Chos Rachas. The Molochos by Shabbos are 39. You see, they went to, that's why they're called Seifrim, because when they went to write down for us, they put it down as Sefirot. They counted things for us to make it easier for us to remember. We should know the account. We'll know the 39 Lamed Tes Molochos. That's how we remember the Molochos. Omer Rebbe Elozer. See if the Pasuk says, Li Ezra HaKoyin HaSeifer. They're called Ezra Seifer. Matam Loim HaSeifer. Then the Pasuk goes on and says a second time in the Pasuk the word Sefer. Why does it say a second time in the Pasuk Sefer? Ela, Kishem Shoye Sefer, B'divrei Torah, the same way Ezra used to count the Torah, to count every single ois in the Torah. Like he was Misakim, what's a chosah, what's not. He counted every single ois of the Torah. Kachoye Sefer, B'divrei Chachamim. Who then used to count the different Divrei Chachamim? The Kabbalah Eva says, Shemayna kol oisya sheva Torah, shediksav yosam asurus. Ezra made them a service. What's a chosur? What's not a chosur? Is kachoy yosefer b'divrei chachamim. Limnois halachas, like we learned before also. They used to count. There are five people that could not take off Truman. There are 15 noshim that patet rosei miyibum. He also made counts. Rebbe Chaga b'shem Rebbe Shmuel bar Nachman. Horishonim, the Friedrich Ador means that tzaddikim before our times, Chorshu, they plowed. There's a moshul, they worked very hard to teach us the Torah, or to make the Torah easy for us. They like plowed it, Vizoru, they planted it, Nichashu, Kishu, Edru, all different ways of cleaning out the fields. Kotsru, they cut it down, Imru, they got it together, Doshu, they squashed it together. Zoru, Boru, Tochnu, they spread it out. They Mavara, they chose the wood ones. Tochnu, they grind it up for us. Hekidu, Akkadus, those type of a grinding. Loshu, they kneaded it for us. Kitfu, after you have the dough, you smooth out the dough. V'ofu, they baked it. So Moshe, they did everything to the Torah to make it easy for us to learn. V'onu, ein lono malechel. But still we have nothing to eat. Means we still don't know the Torah the way we're supposed to. And no matter how much they helped us and worked and made the Torah easy for us, still we're far from it. He says, Klaimer, Afal Pisha Rishainim Osu Kola Pulis Lahokulolenu, Adayin Kosher Olenu Lahovin Divrei Torah Burian. Still it's very hard for us to understand the Torah the way we're supposed to. With a clear shot. Rabbi Abba Bar Yoina, Bar Bazmina, Vishayim Rabbi Zira. In heaven, Kadmoyin Malachim. If the door before us were considered like Malachim, is Ono B'nai Enish. Then our door, our generation right now, is considered like B'nai Yodim, like a regular person. The in heaven, B'nai Enish, but if the people before us, the generation before, was considered like people, Anan Chamorin. We're considered like a Chamor, like a donkey. That's all. In other words, he meant to say how much less we became than the door before us. Says, Imhoyu Rishayim Malachim, Ono B'nai Yodim. Avlim hayu hein b'nei yodim anachnu kechamorim leroy p'tichoseinu. Now to show how much downfall we came, every door becomes less and less and less. Because the pshat is by Torah, the Torah was given from Shemayim and it was given by Har Sinai. So the further away we are from Har Sinai, the less and less we get. Amar Rabbi Mona, v'hi shasa amrin. At that time, as was said, famous word that afilu kechamartei deret Pinchas ben Yoyer. That we are not even considered as choshev as the donkey of a Pinchas ben Yoyer. What was the ma'isa there? Lo yidminin chamartod v'Pinchas ben Yoyer. It once happened. Afilu kechamartod v'Pinchas ben Yoyer lo yidminin. We're not doyma. We're not like even the donkey of a Pinchas ben Yoyer. What was the ma'isa with his pinky? With his donkey? Is chamartod v'Pinchas ben Yoyer? Hey, it's his donkey. Ginavte listoi, some ganovim stole it. They stole it away from your Pinchas. Belaila at night time, is of this tamira gabon tlosin yoyim. So these ganovim hid the donkey for 3 days by them. Vloitoi maklum, and the donkey didn't want to eat anything by the ganovim. His face was gezel, he was afraid they didn't take off trumas amaisers, the donkey didn't want to eat anything there. Bosa tlosin yoyim, after 3 days, imluchon, the ganovim decided, marzarto, let's return this donkey already. Amri Afki, because they're afraid the donkey will die by them, he doesn't want to eat this donkey, and they'll be caught then. So the figure is Kedayin, let it go free already, let him go back home. As Amri Afkinon Midhocha, let the donkey go free from here. Tleitemus Gabon, he shouldn't die by us. Is Afkuna, so let him go free. Ozles Vakamto, Komtole, Altoria Demora. So he went back to the doorstep of Rapinchas Ben Yoyim. Shayus Minhakis, he was like making screaming. The donkey like scream, open up, let me in. Amalon Tischon Ador. So Pinchas Ben Yoyer said, okay, open the door for the Chamor. Alufta the Ispe Tlosin Yoimin Tloitoy Meklum. Like Pinchas Ben Yoyer understood already that his Chamor didn't eat for 3 days. So he told the people, open up the door, and I let the Chamor come in that didn't eat for 3 days. Like, give him something to eat for summer. Is Poskin Law, so they opened up the door for him. The Yolis Law, the Chamor came in. Amalon Yoyev Lo Klum. Amalon Yoyev Lo Klum Techu. Yeah, they so Pinchas Yoyer said, give him teeth. Is Yoivim Kumei Sarim. So they put in front of the donkey, Sarim, some barley. For Leboyis Lamechel, and the donkey still won't eat it. Is Amun Le Rebbe Leboyis Lamechel. So they told Pinchas Ben Yoyer, your donkey doesn't want to eat. Is Amun Lehun, so Pinchas Ben Yoyer asked these people, Misaknun Inun, did you make it nice? Did you take all the psalas out of the barley? Maybe there's dirt in the barley, he doesn't want to eat the dirty the barley. Is Amalai in? Yeah, sure, we made it very nice. Nice, clean barley. Nothing wrong with it. Is Amalai in? So Pinchas Ben Yoyer asked the people then, V'y Armisun Demayin? Did you take off Demay from this barley? Like, Mestam, you bought the barley from an Amoritz, and the Loch Rid is Chayiv and Demay. Did you take off Demay first before you gave it to my donkey to eat? Is Amalai in? They said, no, we didn't take off Demay from this, the Suffolk from Mysers. Why not? Valkain Alfun Rebbe, because you yourself, with Pinchas Ben Yoyer, you taught us that the Loch is like this. Halakeach Zera Labema. If somebody goes and buys food for his animal, Kemach Loiris, or else you buy wheat flour to put into your skin, not for eating purposes, but you want to put it to work over the skin. Shemen Laor, you buy oil just to use for light. Is Potim in Admai. The Loch is in such cases, since you didn't buy it, you yourself eat, you're Potim taking off the Mai. So Mizoy here, we're giving this barley to your chamor. He's an animal. So we're potter from taking off the mai. That's why we didn't take off the mai. Is Amalun, so Pinchas Ben Yoyer answered back, Ma nevid lo, la hade aluvto, what can I do about my, like, chamor here? Dehi machmarto agarme. That my chamor is machmir upon himself. He doesn't want to eat this barley. Kozman, you take off the mayit. Is sagin v'yarminu demayin. So go ahead and take off the mayit from this barley. V'yachalta. And then the chamor went to eat it. This was the maestro with the chamor, the donkey of Pishkas ben Yura. He was machmir upon himself not to eat the barley even after 3 days. Not eating, at kadekach. Is halavai, we should be like that. After 3 days of eating, not to eat something that's awesome. So that's what we meant to say, that if the Fridi Gador was still like Anoshim, we're not still like Chamor, we're still like Chamor, but not even like the Chamor for Pichas Ben Yoyim. The more above the raw, ma godol hu koichoi shaloishish, how great this person was, that paseach dvorim v'dorshin, his psach yom, he was the one that took care of the kingdom. And he was a very big chokhem, a smart person, was saying how great he was. He was always pasech tvarim v'dorshin. He always used to darshin first. And also, because he had to be a big chokhem to take care of the kingdom. That's one of the shver halochis, to know which birds, what type of birds, the different you need for the kabonis. So that was a big chokhem. So he took care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, yidei v'yayin loshin. He knew 70 different languages. More Tony, we learned. Sanhedrin sheyeshbo shnayim sheyecholam ledaber. If you have two people in the Sanhedrin that know how to talk all 70 languages, the kulam ruyim l'shmoya, and all the other people in Sanhedrin, they could just hear, they understand the different languages, but they themselves can't talk it, harezu ruyim l'Sanhedrin. That's roy to be a Sanhedrin. So even though it's a din, you have to be able to speak all 70 languages, it doesn't mean everybody in the Bezdin, in the Sanhedrin, has to be able to speak it. It's enough if just two people can speak all 70 languages, providing the other people at least understand it. Like it says, Yudei Ladaber, B'Shivim Loshin, Ruyin L'Shemoya Shehein Mevinim, Shivim Loshin, Afa Pishen Yod Mohoshiv. The other people is enough just to understand, even though they can't talk it. They're Roy, that's called the Bezdin already. What about Gimel? Let's say you have three people in the Bezdin that know how to talk 70 languages. Harezu Benes. That's called the middle type of a Bezdin. It's a little bit more Choshev. That's a middle type of a Cheshivus of a Bezdin. Dalid. What about you have four people in the Bezdin that know how to talk all 70 languages? Harezu Chochma. That's called the Chochma. That's called the Bezdin, a smart Bezdin. If you have four people know how to talk 70 languages. Uveyavne Hoya Bo Dalid. And in Yavna they had this, they had four people that could talk all 70 languages. Ben Azai, Ben Zoimo, Ben Chachinoi, Friab Loza, Ben Masia. Romer Reb Chizda, Pa Machas, Yoshua, Yopshe Eretz Yisrael. One time there was like a big hunger, all the crop dried out in Eretz Yisrael. For Lo Yoda Mehechen Lovi Yomer. They didn't know where to get the Yomer this year. Like we learned before, the Yomer, that's the barley, that you have to bring for carbon on the second day Pesach, it has to come from barley that was grown in Eretz Yisrael. You can't take it from out of Eretz Yisrael, and you can't take it from last year's crop. It has to be from crop that grew this year. So now, this year, the whole Eretz Yisrael dried up, so they didn't think there's any barley around, so they got worried, where are we going to have barley to make the Yomer? There was one person there that couldn't talk. He was an Ilan. He ain't a shemei, ain't a medavri. He couldn't hear and he couldn't talk. He couldn't communicate. Elo deheve yoyev chad yodei agagos. But this person, with his hand, one hand he pointed up to the roof, vechad yodei atzrifin, and one hand he pointed to the tents. A tzarif is like a sukkah, that's like a tent, that the gag, the top of the tent, comes to a point. Hey, that's what the guy pointed to. He pointed to, with one finger, top of a roof, and the other finger he pointed to the top of a tent. That's what he was doing. Is So the people didn't know what he was talking about, this guy. He couldn't talk. So they brought him in front of the Chochem Pesachia to ask him, what is he talking about? It is Omelos, a Pesachia asked the people, if Asur, do you have a place, the Miskarya Gagas Trifim, or Trifim Gagas, is there any place around here in Eretz Yisrael that's called Trifim Gagas or Gagas Trifim? Is Aslas, they found out, yeah, there's a place. Is Aslas Tamon, they went to that place, Vyashkechon. And at that place they found the Yomer, they found barley growing there. Now, that's what this Ilam wanted to tell them. That in this place called Trifim Gagles is where barley is grown. So he was a tremendous Chochim, Psachiyot, to understand this. Omer Rabbi Yosef, another Maisapin, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Bei Rebbe, Bun. Pa Machas, Nishtav, Kol Olam Kulei. Once it happened also, all the crop of the whole world came out, was locker, something happened to it, it all got ruined. And the people got scared this year. We don't know where to bring the Korban Omer. We don't know where to get barley that was grown in Eretz Yisrael. This year, all the crop was ruined. They have a Tamon Chadilim. Again, there was one person that was deaf and dumb. For they have a Yoyev Yodei Al Einai. He put one hand on his eyes. For Yodei Al Sukhra. And the other hand he put on a Sukhra, which is, it says, Chur Sheb Mezuzai Tadelis. That's the hole on the bottom of the door. Sheboy Chaisim and Abriach Linum. That's where you put the bar to lock the door. A hole in the door where you put the lock in, put the bar in to lock the door. That's what he was pointing. So they didn't know what he meant. Is I you know legabe psachim. Again, they brought him to psachim. Oh malun. So psachim asked the people, is Asr, is there any place? Is there any place that's called this name? Soicher ayin or ayin soicher? The Oslin, they went there, Tamon, they went to their place. And in that place they found Bali. So again, he was a Chochem Psachia, and that's what Eli meant to tell them. More, another Dabba Chochma was Gimel Noshim Heviu Kineim. Three different ladies came and brought their Kabonis, brought their birds that they're supposed to bring for the Kabonis. Is Achas Emeris once said, Leonosi. That's what she said, Leonosi. We'll soon see what it means. V'yachas semeres limosi. One said limosi. V'yachas semeres, one said lizivosi. They said the reasons why they're bringing this karbonis. And it's nafkamina for what purpose she's bringing the birds. Like we'll soon see. Certain times, one is an oila, one is a chattis. And certain times, they're both oilas. So we have to know for what purpose, what's the reason she's bringing these birds. Is... Savrin Meimer, the people thought there, Shefas Kemayim. The first Isha that said, Amers Leonosi, they thought she meant like a Mayim, like a well. In other words, she saw so much dam, she has Tumazova, and that's why she's bringing these kinim. And therefore, the locker is, one is a Chattis and one is a Neila, if she's bringing it for a carbon of a Zova. Kan Echot Choyva, Echot Chattis, Vechot Oila, Kedin Zova. Omalun, she said to them, Be'ina sakanta. No, that's not what I meant to say. I meant to say my eyes was in a sakana. I had a sick eye, and now I got better, so I want to give oido. I want to thank Hashem. So that's why I'm bringing these karbonis. And therefore, both birds are only a karbon oila. That's what she meant. Now, zu shemeris, limosi, the second lady that said, I'm bringing these two birds, limosi, what does that mean? Savrin meima shefas kiyam. The people thought that she meant to say she saw so much dam, like a yam, like a river, like the ocean. In other words, she has tumas zover on her, and now she saw she's bringing these karbonis. Is omalun, she said back, no. The yama sakanta. I went over the ocean, and I was in a sakana there, danger, and I got saved. So because of that, I wanted like thank Hashem, so these both birds are oilless. And Zeus Meres Lezivosi, the last one that said, poshet, she was a zover, sovereign meima zover mamish. That's what they said, that what she was mamash a zava. And again, one bird has to be for chattis, and one bird has to be for neila. Or maloin, she said back, no. Zev bo little as beno. A zev, a wolf came, they want to take away my child. And again, it was a big danger, and he got saved. So again, all she wanted to was to bring her daughter to Hashem, and the locher is both of them are roilus. So the kitty, you have to be a big chochem, like sachi, to be all a kinim, like to know exactly what type of birds, which chayvus each isha has, you have to be bichochem to know what to do. Vayta ben Achia. Where's ben Achia? We had before, he was the rife, he was the doctor. He used to take care of the kahanim that had troubles in the stomach. So the moral, yidei shoyer kahanim mahalchim michofim. Since the kahanim used to walk barefoot, the locher is, he can't wear shoes and socks, because there can't be a chatzitza between your foot and the ritzpah and the floor. Your foot, your bare foot has to touch the floor. So they used to go barefoot. Ala ritzpah. Voye oichlin boser. They used to drink a lot of meat. Because to say, all the kabonis they used to eat for breakfast, lunch, and supper, they used to have meat. Veshoysin mayim, they used to drink water. It is voye boinle de chelia mayim. Therefore, the stomach used to get sick a lot. Veve yoda hai dein chamer tav lamaya. Now this achi, he knew which wine is good to drink. For hai dein chamer sama lamaya. And he knew which wine is bad for the mind, for the stomach, for the intestines. So he was a bichachem, he was a rife that tells them what's good to drink, what's not good to drink. Nechunye choifer shichin. He was the one that used to dig the different ditches for the purpose that we had of the earlier regolem. There should be water there. So Gemara says, Shoa Yochoifer Shichin Umaris. He used to dig ditches and caves. The Aviyoda used to know